Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is sponsored by Stamps.com, helping you spend less time shipping and more time selling. As an eBay seller, you know there's more to social media than posting selfies or photos of what you're having for dinner or what where you went on vacation. With us now to demystify social media marketing is New York-based actress and eBay educator Kathy Terrell. She's the CEO of I Love to Be Selling, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller. NYC Fitness Family Finds. Kathy, why should an eBay seller be on social media?
Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee. Waving from New York. How are you?
Good, thank you.
The reason an eBay seller should be doing social media is, and I know the two of you know this, is people need to think just for a minute. You know, when you're, when you have your listing up, once it's up, and of course you've written a fantastically optimized listing because you listen to eBay Radio and you follow all the great tips. Once your listing is up, the next goal is to get it sold and to get it sold for the best price possible.
Mm-hmm.
And, which often people forget, you want to sell it as quickly as possible. Because the faster it sells, the faster your money is in your pocket, right?
Right. Yes. So how do I know which social media platforms to select?
What a great question. What I really say to people is you just take a few seconds and think about who would be buying this. So whatever the item is, you look at it and you go, okay, who would be buying this, man or woman, younger, older? What kind of interest might they have? Certain things are easier to target, like a craft supply. I go, okay, obviously more likely a crafter or somebody buying a gift for a crafter would want to buy this item. So then what you do is you hop on Facebook, you hop on Twitter, you hop on Instagram, and what you do is you search keywords or things, and a keyword is a term related to the item. So I would search crewel kit or knitting needles or knitting project or whatever it is and see what comes up. Do I get a lot of information if I'm on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Pinterest? Whichever site you see the most posts, the most interaction, the most questions, that's the social media where your shoppers are, and that's the one for that category you would want to focus on.
Hmm.
Make sense?
It makes sense.
Go ahead, Lee.
How do I reach my customers via social media? How do I reach them?
The way you reach, first of all, is you need to set up an account. So what I encourage people to do is, and it needs to be a business account. Because you are a business. Whether you have a store or you don't have a store, you are a business. Doesn't matter if you're a hobby seller, full-time seller, you are a business. You are selling items, you are a business. So on Facebook, you need to have a Facebook business page. You need to not sell from your personal profile. It's actually against Facebook's terms of service, and it could get you booted off Facebook, and you don't want that to happen. On Twitter, they don't differentiate between personal and business. But you do want it separate. So, for instance, if you're tweeting a lot about your kids or whatever, you would want a separate account with your username or your store name on Twitter. Same thing for Instagram. On Pinterest, there are Pinterest business accounts, similar to a Facebook business page. You would want a business account, and that's because you get really terrific analytics. So set up your account, whichever social media you choose to work on first, and then once you're set up, then you want to start to post regularly, because all the social media, if it's, you know what, it's just like friends. If you only hear from somebody once a month, you have one kind of relationship. And when people check in with you regularly, you have another relationship. And what you want is to be posting regularly, because then that social media sees, oh, you know, Griff is interested in Facebook. Oh, Lee is interested in Twitter. And you find you get better reach if you're posting regularly. Once a week is not good. Once a month is not good. You want to pick one and then be posting regularly on it. As you have more time, add the others.
What kind of time does social media take up? I mean, if I'm going to start doing this, mm-hmm. does it become a rabbit hole?
You know, like anything, it can be a rabbit hole. Again, I really encourage people, particularly when you're starting, is pick one social media. It's just like selling on eBay. There's a lot of sellers that sell a variety, and that's great. But particularly when you're starting, it's good to focus as much as you can on, you know, one or two categories and then broaden out, because it's just going to help you. Same thing with social media. I see a lot of people when they start social media, they go all over the place. And that's a lot of work. And it's very scattered. It's sort of like taking the spaghetti and throwing it on the wall. You're far better off rather than posting a little bit here and there and all over the place. Again, pick one social media, whichever one you think is going to be best for who you are trying to reach. Set up an account and then post on that social media at least once or twice a day.
Now, what are you posting? What are you posting?
So you pick. Tell me, what do you want to do? You want to do Facebook? You want to do Instagram? Or do you want to focus on Pinterest?
I want to focus on Pinterest.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, because I'm selling comforters.
Okay, so that's what we'll deal with. So Lee is going to sell comforters. So you're going to set up a business account free, because that's going to give you great analytics. Whatever the name of your eBay store is, you would want to name your account that name. So I'll just say Lee's Comforter Store. Then what you want to do is create boards. Now you're going to have a product board, which is the comforters, okay? Then what you think about is, and this is very much about like having friendships, okay, is if people are buying comforters, what other things might they be interested in? Their bedroom. So then perhaps I have a bedroom decor board, or I would have a home decor board, and then I pin items in there related, let's say, for the bedroom, so I could have beds, you know, fantasy beds or celebrity beds or, you know, must-haves for the bedroom. And I put them in there, you know, different nightstands, different lighting, maybe some potpourri. And then I could also perhaps include one or two of my comforters in addition to having my comforter board. You want to start to build boards of products related to your board that is going to bring you traffic, because they'll come in and they'll look at the potpourri, the candles, the beautiful magazine dish, the lovely lamp, and then, oh, by the way, I also have this comforter that goes beautifully with that. If the comforters are more for children's rooms, then I would have a board for that. And then I might think, okay, so who's going to be buying comforters for children's rooms? Parents. What kind of information would be useful for parents? So you think about the age group of the children. Maybe healthy snacks after school. Maybe things to do when you're traveling, you know, if it's around spring break time. So the idea is to build social boards related to your product board that is going to bring you customers.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
What metrics? You mentioned metrics a couple of times.
Yes.
But if you open a business account, you can get metrics.
On Pinterest, all of them have metrics, Lee, just to let you know. And oftentimes sellers will overlook that. So what you want to do is, once you have set up your account, so you're on Pinterest, you're on Twitter, you're on your Facebook business page, you're on Instagram, and you've been posting. So you're posting social content, and that's these things like, for instance, the children's healthy snacks, because you could do that on Instagram too. You could certainly do that on a Facebook business page. So you're doing your healthy snacks, you're doing your comforters. You're doing maybe posts about colors, the impact of different colors on your mood, and you do that for several weeks. And then what you do is you then go in and you look at your analytics. On a Facebook business page, it's called Insights. On Twitter, it's your analytics. On Instagram, it's your analytics. And on Pinterest, you actually click it. And hang on a second, I'll pop over to my Pinterest account. And there is a whole dashboard when you're on Pinterest for your analytics. Take a look at it. They give you a lot of information. What you want to look at to start is, on Pinterest they call it analytics, is which posts are getting the most engagement. And engagement means likes or comments or shares. And look at it. You'll notice, boy, they really love the good morning posts, but they're not so interested in the recipe posts. Or, boy, they really love the healthy snacks, but they're not so interested in the inspiration. You'll find, Lee, for your people, what is most interesting to them. Griff, the same thing for you with your shirts. You'll find they love style guides. They love tips for weekend travel. They love tips for how to pack, you know, for a weekend getaway, but they're not so interested in breakfast recipes. And then you go, so I'm going to give them more travel tips and more packing tips. What the analytics tell you is, what do your people like? And then you go, And then you go and look for more similar content, because your people are letting you know what they're interested in.
Griff, I'm thinking in terms of your cologne.
Yes.
The history of colognes.
The,
you know, there are so many things. Everybody loves a good fragrance.
Yeah.
And a good story about colognes or perfumes or.
Exactly.
Even history, things of that sort.
Yes, of course.
And sometimes a famous person may be known for the scent. So again, you can Google the name of the scent and see, was this Audrey Hepburn's favorite scent? Is this Kate Perry's favorite perfume? I mean, sometimes you can go at it that way. For perfumes also is, what is the essence in it? Is it a rose? Is it more of an artificial fragrance? And so you could do boards around that. So if you're carrying a lot of fragrances that are floral, you can do some wonderful floral boards and bring people in that way.
Oh, boy, I can't. I just looked up Audrey Hepburn's favorite perfume.
Let me guess.
And what is it?
What is it, Griff?
It's not Chanel No. 5.
Nope.
It's not Joy.
Nope.
It's not L'Air de Tom.
Mm-mm.
Oh, what is it?
Givenchy, and I cannot pronounce, L-I-N-T-E-R-D-I-T-E-A-U.
Linterdict. Yeah, that's a great old perfume.
That was her favorite.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
Kathy,
fabulous.
You're one of our all-time favorites. Come back soon.
Thank you, Kathy. This segment was sponsored by Stamps.com. Make us your phone call, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Running a successful e-commerce business is complicated, but managing your listings should be easy. That's why award-winning eBay power sellers Victor Levitin and Maxim Godin created Crazy Lister, and why more than 100,000 eBay sellers are using it. It makes listings so easy, it's crazy. Just drag and drop to easily create mobile-optimized listings in seconds, or apply one of Crazy Lister's 200 templates to your existing listings with a single click. Editing listings is super easy, and Crazy Lister lets you keep ended listings forever. And if you need help making the most of Crazy Lister, their awesome support will make it even easier. Whether you're a hobby seller, small business, just getting started, or looking to grow, Crazy Lister has an easy solution for you. Try it for free for 7 days, no credit card required. They're easy at crazylister.com.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world.
Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Listen while you list.